here, man. How you doing, Gary?
Performing this weekend in Dayton at the Dayton Funny Bones, starting on Thursday tomorrow.
Oh, Dominique.
Yeah, I'm right up the street from the crib, Gary.
Come on by.
Okay, I'm gonna come by. We will kick you.
I just played.
No, look, we were down at Gary. I'm not gonna have no greasy food. Look, see, we were down in I think we were down in Mississippi or something during the college, me and Gary. And I went to this little restaurant, so I bought everybody some food. So when we got out the car, Gary said, "Thank you, Grease Mama." Yes,
that's
thank
so
you,
greasy.
Grease. I said, "I don't eat like this, Gary, but we in the backwoods. This all they had
what we got.
Was a Crisco sandwich. We got to go for what we know."
We was in Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson State.
Yep.
Thank so we're going to eat some good stuff over your house.
Thank
here.
You, Grease Mama.
Thank you, Grease Mama.
Evander Holyfield was all ears at the Mike Tyson one-man show.
He a better man than me. I mean, I guess, you know, they made up, Tom, you know. Guess what, like they say, flesh of my flesh or whatever. But if you bite my ear off, it's on for life. I'm not making up with you. If you bite off my, if me and Sim get into it and she bite a chunk out of my face, we might be cordial with one another, but we not hanging out. She might stab me in the neck the next time. I'm not about to tell. But me and Sid friends, after she bit your face out. I said, nah, Evander Holyfield, I know you trying to be the bigger man y'all made up. But some, they say time heals all wounds. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. Not if you bite me.
Then
you know he Mike temperamental. He beat so Evander in the audience and spark something in his mind. He jump out there. He bit the man and said he going to eat his kids. It's over. We finished for show this time. I mean, I'm glad they went, you know.
Yeah.
And he supported him. And they we made up. But, nah, if you bite my ear off, no. Because it's over.
Dick Cheney has admitted to lying about 9/11.
What? Woo.
Yep.
Yeah, he admitted it. I said,
what?
Dick Cheney, they must gave him a few months to live. He about to die.
Well, he hasn't admitted to shooting that guy in the face.
Well,
we know he did that, too. Well, he must have seen the light. The doctor told him, the only way you can get your heart right is tell the truth, Dick. That's the only way. So, that's the only way he can get his heart to heal. I mean, he had 19 heart attacks. So, I mean, he said, we can't help you. Tell the truth, get some of this ugliness out of you, and maybe you'll survive long. But so, where the indictment? Are we just going to let this slide, huh?
I guess
so. He don't get the Kwame and the Jesse Jackson, Jesse Jr. in the Ray Nagin. Where that's at? So he just ride off in the sunset with all his lies as the vice president. So they don't have the complexion for the connection. That's what happened.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, man. Dick Cheney, this is terrible. Gas prices all high. He ain't tell the truth about nothing. He said, I lied about it all. The whole thing. But, I mean, you know, he said he had to make some executive calls for George Bush. Now, I believe that because George Bush not smarter than a fifth grader. So somebody had to say stop. So he might have been out of order on that one. But they couldn't just keep sitting there doodling on the legal pad. That wasn't going to work. So instead of him, he said, well, I can go out there and tell a book of lies. So they said, well, go ahead. I'm looking for the indictment. We're gonna sit on this. I mean, they locked Martha Stewart up for inside trade, but Dick Cheney just say, I'm a liar. I was a vice president. Nan and a boo boo, and that's it.
Yeah.
Nan a boo boo, this thing is wrong. See, I mean, I'm looking for the indictment. They locked Kwame up, Jesse Jr. and Ray Nagin. They not looking good. And Dick Cheney get to go home.
That's not right. That's not right.
And Dick Cheney, the stuff he did affected all us. Gas $19 a gallon because of all these lies and stuff.
It's a complexion connection, huh?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he didn't have it. But, you know, he.
Dayton, Ohio. Funny Bone. Starting tomorrow, all
going
weekend long, it's Dominique.
Gary's house.
It's Dominique. Yeah.